But you have to, as a company, create unique selling advantage statements. And they express what it is about your company that makes it unique and why someone would want to buy from you guys. It may have to do with your research and development guys. It may have to develop with patents that you hold, market share, breadth and depth, market coverage could be the world, you know. So, you know, in your instance, you were talking about Malaysia. I would say world is a huge part. And I've looked at your website at your equipment. You know, it's obviously a global. So your whatever your unique selling advantage is, you know, and I'm guessing you got service people located strategically around the world and that sort of thing. So that, you know, that's part of what you got to do. And, you know, patents might be another part of it. And it is not easy to do this. That's why you guys don't have it now. Because, you know, how do you come up with these things? You got to think, a lot of work, so on and so forth. You may be able to get some of this off your website, however. You know, if you go to your website and see what's on your website, the words that are used and so on. And if you don't have that, you need to have that on your website. Very important. This has to do with why your company is in business. Okay, the next, the next part here is a unique selling advantage role play. So we're going to actually come up with some of these things. For a total of 15 minutes, you will read, prepare, and complete this outbound call role play. Preparation can be done jointly, that's you and your customer, before you do the role play. Both you and your teammate should play the telephone person and the customer. So you're going to do this twice. You're going to, you know, one is you're going to be a customer, one's going to be, then you're going to switch the roles. You have to prepare yourself to employ techniques that have been presented in this course, including asking a person if you got the person a bad time. One of the things when you call somebody, you're hoping that you're going to be able to talk to the customer. But generally, when you call a customer, it's not going to be a good time for the customer. They're either going to be in a meeting, preparing for a meeting, or something like that. So you're going to cross your fingers, and you're going to hope. But you're going to ask them, did I get you at a bad time? That's how you start. Because you never want to start going into your sales spiel without a consideration of the customer's time. If you've called the customer, you've probably called them 10 times, you've probably left messages. They know that you want to talk to them. They know that. And they will respect you if you say, did I get you at a bad time? That's one of the key things you want to say. And I've had customers say to me, well, I know you've been trying to reach me. I've gotten your voicemails and that sort of thing. And you did get me at a bad time, but I'll tell you what, I'll take a couple minutes. So then I say to him, well, if you're in that much of a rush, I said, I certainly wouldn't take 2 minutes. I'd rather you just sit there and relax. I'll call you back after the summer. You know, that is amazing. And the customers say, after the summer? What, are you kidding me? Call me back tomorrow. Oh, okay, I'll call you back tomorrow, you know. But they get the sense that, number one, I care about their time. And number two, I'm not going to try to rush them, and I'll be happy to call them anytime because I got plenty of customers to call. But they will remember that. Respectfully inform the customer that you are doing business with them on replacement cardiac electrodes. So, you're selling them cardiac electrodes. What are cardiac electrodes? The little sticker things, yeah. Right? You know, and so I guess, you know, they use them on their patients because you're calling doctor's offices and things like that. So, cardiac electrodes, they use them once on a patient and then they throw them away for hygienic reasons. Giving the customer unique selling advantage statements. Your beginning should reflect that someone at the customer has expressed an interest in an exam table from Mr. Medical, and you finally get connected with the decision maker. So someone at the company has expressed an interest in this exam table. It's a Mr. Medical exam table, and you've been calling them and you know, talking about your company. And now you've finally gotten through to somebody that can buy these things, and you wanna tell them more about it. The customer is gonna listen carefully and react normally to the lead of the salesperson. Ask the salesperson repeatedly, can you tell me more about Mr. Medical? That's the name of the company, your company. Your company is Mr. Medical, and you're selling them a Brewer Access high-low exam table. And I don't know if we got a picture of it here. No, I don't think we do. But you—I mean—you can get the sense. So, I mean, exam table is no big deal, but the, you know, the one that they got can be lowered, and so a big patient could, if you lower it, they could get on it easier, and then you could bring it up. You know, so it's got an automatic lift on it, goes up and down. The telephone person is following up on a customer who has expressed some kind of interest in a Brewer Access high-low exam table with a power lift for access for their wheelchair patients. So they got wheelchair patients. They got to get from the wheelchair to the exam table and then, you know, up to where they can examine the patient. The customer uses a standard exam table with no adjustments other than a backrest. Many clinics are getting more patients in wheelchairs. Overweight patients are having trouble getting onto standard exam tables.